You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host today is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. I always have to pause before I say where you work.
Just in case I've changed or something.
Well, you never know. Sometimes.
No. Never.
Our guest today is Herb Ault, and he is with Habitat for Humanity as a partner family for the Women Build that is coming up. So I'm going to kind of turn this over to you, Brian.
To me.
Because I am one of the chairs for the Women Build Committee, so I feel like I'm going to want to be interviewed.
You want to be interviewed. That's okay. We can turn the tables for once.
Turn
the tables. So, yeah, but Herb's coming to us. He's one of the partner families. So, Herb, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you became involved with Habitat? I think that's always an interesting story for people.
Okay. See, I had a co-worker through Area 10, Rural Transit, and she was letting me know about Habitat for Humanity, which at the time I didn't know anything about it. So I Googled it and called the number and talked with Kirsten. And she said, well, hey, we've got a meeting tonight. So then after work, I went over to the meeting, filled out the application paperwork, and went to the building site on April 23rd. And you have to do like 250 sweat equity hours, which that was in my case. And so I started on my hours that Saturday and then the following ones.
Okay.
And I already got my hours in.
Great.
And so that was a year ago.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Yes, time has really flew. You
know, it has.
It rained a lot. And we got done over there at the Trailview building sites at that time, and then they said there was a place called the Restore that I can go and do some hours.
Nice.
And so I didn't know how that would be, but I showed up, and I've all the way through this, I've met nothing but just wonderful people, and the Restore is great.
Right.
Yeah, even the customers that come in there, it's a very good atmosphere, and so I have a lot of fun with it, and
well, I think that's a really interesting thing. I mean, that was a really quick process then.
Yes,
you walked in one
day,
and then Saturday you started on your sweat equity hours.
Yes, because it was just like a couple of days. The lady from Habitat Humanity called me and told me I was accepted, and then I just started right in on my hours at the building site and then the Restore and completed my hours. We do different classes. I've got most of them, they keep coming up with new classes, but they've been all good. And I got to be able to meet the other families that are qualified for this program also.
You're all kind of working on it together at the same time.
Yes.
I'm on the same journey.
It's you know, life happens, and I've had the opportunity for a hand up. So I do appreciate that a lot. And we do have mortgages on our homes, but it's still a good, it's a restart, a new beginning for me.
Right. And you're taking this journey with a couple other special people in your life, though.
Yes, I'm raising two of my grandchildren, John and Elizabeth, and I've got eight grandchildren totally. I've been very blessed there. I'm raising these two myself, or they're raising me.
They're re-raising you, right?
Yeah.
How old are they again?
John will be 11 in May, and Elizabeth turned 9 in December.
Wow.
And they're quite characters.
I'm sure.
I wish you could meet them. I've met them, and they're not shy.
Well, that's
like
good.
Grandpa. they're very social, very sweet kids. Dramatic, too.
Yes.
They have a flair for the dramatic.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's always good, though. That's a good thing. You need that in your life, especially when you're being re-raised, right? Nancy, could you just speak to a moment to... Does the process normally take, is it really this fast always, or?
I think it can be. I think one of the things that people need to know about Habitat is that they have to have, there has to be a need for housing. They're,
right.
they're either living in some kind of overcrowded situation mm-hmm. or an insufficient situation.
Right.
Maybe
right.
maybe the home needs a lot of repairs or mm-hmm. something like that. So there's got to be a need for housing.
Mm-hmm.
Most home partner families don't have the means to get a traditional bank loan.
Right.
That's
right.
the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably, they're what a lot of people consider, you know, maybe the working poor. They're the ones who work.
Right.
They all have, like you heard Herb say, he works.
Yeah,
he's
got a job.
He
right.
drives a he drives a bus for Rural Transit mm-hmm. or Area 10 on Aging. And so he's contributing to our economy
exactly.
in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't been able to secure a traditional bank loan. Habitat gives him that opportunity
mm-hmm.
to be able to get that loan and pay off an interest-free mortgage.
Right, right.
Which he'll begin paying as soon as we complete his house.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And the other
yes.
thing is he has to be able to partner with Habitat and mm-hmm. do his sweat equity, like he said. Every
right.
person that's going to live in the house that is 18 years of age or older
mm-hmm.
has to contribute 250 sweat equity hours. And that can be done on a building site. Like he said, he
mm-hmm.
joined right away in April and started on the last year's women build.
Right, right.
And then I think he was just kind of watching there, though, because he can't have actually helped us those days because he's not a woman.
They're pretty strict about that, too, I will say.
But he's got a story about that.
Yeah.
I want to let him tell you about how he saw all these women and what he thought about that. But, yeah, so he's been able to he's been on some build sites. He's also done a lot of his hours, like he said, at the Restore
right.
over on the east side of town where, you know, the public can come in and either A, donate
mm-hmm.
or B, come in and
buy
things. Yeah. And they have some really cool things.
We have one of the best resale stores, I think, in the state.
Oh, we do.
I mean,
our Restore is one of the best.
Amazing. Amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's in the old Goodwill store
right.
now, which is
Curry Buick Boulevard.
Yep, exactly. And so people need to go there. And actually, we're going to have an upcoming show. You don't know this yet, but we're going to have an upcoming show with Mark Papier, who is the manager there.
Very cool.
And
okay.
he's going to come in and,
yeah.
and do a show for us, too, to talk about Restore.
Mm-hmm.
But the process, a lot of times, it doesn't go quite as fast.
Right. Okay.
I think it just so happened that maybe the applications were down at the
mm-hmm.
time that he came, but typically there's a little bit of a waiting list to get in.
That's good.
But I do think they move people through the process as
mm-hmm.
quickly as possibly. I mean, affordable housing is an issue in Bloomington.
It is, definitely. Yeah.
And because of all of our students, they
mm-hmm.
kind of raise the rental rate for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so people can't afford
mm-hmm.
to buy a house. And so we are trying to pull people through as quickly as
right.
you can and build as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got sometimes 3 and 4 houses going all at the same time.
It's like there's always something being built, though.
Yeah,
absolutely. All the time. I mean, this is
absolutely.
A very active chapter. So
we're still working
yeah.
in the Trailview neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
which is where Herb was talking about
yeah.
meeting everybody
mm-hmm.
the first time. And now we're going to be moving over into we're also building in the McDowell neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
over there behind the hospital,
yep.
kind of.
Yep.
There are several houses going in
is that
there.
Where yours is going to be?
And that's
yes.
where,
very nice.
Yep, that's where the two women
yeah.
build houses
okay.
will be when we
very
begin
cool.
those here.
Yep.
In about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Herb, I know we were talking about this right before we started the show. Tell them about your story of when you first came in on that site and saw those women building.
Yes, it was Trailview. And actually, I was working on the house next around the corner next to
mm-hmm.
the railroad
mm-hmm.
track. So I wasn't on the women's build.
Exactly.
But the weather was not very good that year. It was raining and windy and cold. And all of us guys, we were down there working on Michelle's house, and we were inside. So.
And we were just trying to put up walls.
Yeah. But I noticed all the crowd that was up around the corner there. So then, and I got to have lunch with all, everybody. And I walked up there and I looked, and even though it was pouring down rain and lightning, and these women just went ahead and kept.
Mm-hmm.
really working very hard, and I was very impressed at the wallering all that mud past their knees and,
mm-hmm.
and packing boards, 2x8s, 2x10s, and
yep.
everything, you know. And they they just kept at it.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and talk more with Herb about Women Build.